Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 1579. Visible translated text is as follows. Those present the time were Mrs. Dot Georgia Denham, R.P. Barrett, Cora Fiata, Marjorie McCord, Miss Jimmy Mayfield. Ground 10. Georgia Decca, sworn for the movants. I was present in the metal room at the National Penal Company's plant on Monday, April 28, 1913, when some strands of hair were found upon a Cortain lathe and which were sought to be identified as the hair of Mary Fagan, deceased. I was well acquainted with the deceased Mary Fagan and with the color of her hair, and the hair above mentioned was not the hair of Mary Fagan. It was entirely too light in color to have been from the head of the deceased Mary Fagan. Mary Fagan's hair was of an auburn hue, while that found on the lathe was more blonde. Among those present were Mrs. Cora Lavender, R.P. Barrett, Cora Falta, Marjorie McCord, Miss Jimmy Mayfield. Some of my associates are Miss Mary Park, Miss Jimmy Mayfield, and Annie Howell. Ground 1 day. Annie Maud Garner, sworn for the movant. I was put in jail in Atlanta about 6 months, beginning October 7th, 1913, until March 9th, 1914. I was bound over to the tower on the 7th day of October, 1913, and given 15 years on the 15th of October, 1913. Then I got a new trial on the 7th day of March, and I made bond on the 9th day of March. And I had a trial on next Monday, March 16th. The court costs were paid, and that settled it. It was $42.05. I paid the nolle prosequi, amounting to $42.05. During the time I was in jail, there was a man named James Conley. I met him in the courthouse at the time of my first trial. I saw him often in the jail. His cell was the first north and mine was the third west. I worked for the sheriff on the runaround. I did the laundry. I saw James Conley every day. I got very friendly with him. I got friendly enough with him for him to ask me to marry him. I received letters from him. I got letters from him for this reason. I went to his cell and was talking to him from the corridor, and the sheriff's cook told them that I was there talking to him, and the sheriff had given orders not to let anybody in there talking to him except his attorneys. So they gave orders for me to be locked up for talking to him. So that is how I come to be getting letters. I was locked up. I got the letters from him during the week that I was locked up. I couldn't count the number of letters I got. At 1 o'clock, I could go downstairs while they were moving the jail and talk to him while the men were out and when I couldn't go.